Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our new friend, Lawrence Vincent, on the show. Lawrence is a brand expert. He's been doing this for a long time. He's helped companies like Disney and MasterCard, Microsoft, the NFL, et cetera, big names, put their best foot forward in the marketplace with their brand structure, their brand strategy, their brand architecture. So he's been around, he's been doing this a long time. He's seen the way it used to be, and he sees the way it's going to be. And he talks about that in his new book, Brand Real. I'll ask him which way he wants to say that. And he says we can call him Larry. Larry Vincent, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So is it Brand Real or Brand Real?
It's Brand Real, but Brand Real sounds a lot more exotic.
Yeah, like Realpolitik, right?
Right.
So, okay, as I said, you don't have as much gray hair as I do, but you've been around a while, and you know, you've seen how branding was in the old days, meaning, 6 years ago, right? And how things are today and where they're going. Would you give us a little tour of where branding was, where it is, and where it's going?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, we were in an age where brands, the big brands got to be big brands because they got very good at a unified message that they put out to lots and lots of people.
So and they put lots of money behind it.
They put a lot of money behind it. And, you know, the big piece behind that was come up with a lot of sizzle in your name or a lot of sizzle in your logo. And that would attract people in, and that was enough. You know, you didn't have to worry about somebody getting onto Twitter and suddenly down talking your business. Well, more and more of the relationship with the customer is coming through those touch points, and a brand is more than a name or a logo. It's really how you deliver value to your customers.
Well, and there was a time when branding was pretty much it appeared to at least be the domain of the big companies. And I've spent the last 14-plus years, Larry, convincing small business owners that they actually have brands. They really always have had. But I believe that where we are now and where we're going is an environment where the big brands are – they're still going to be big, but they're not going to be – there's going to be a little more noise around them than there has been. And that noise is going to be created by smaller businesses. What do you think?
I think that's true, and I think from the big brands that I talk to, a lot of them are trying to take their cues from the smaller brands, the companies that are just starting, because everything, you know, we have so much media around us. There's more brands today than there ever were before, and we see customers wanting to have that sense of intimacy. So it's actually a lot of the small businesses and the smaller brands that have delivered a good experience that the big brands are looking to and how they can replicate that on a larger scale.
Well, this is a first cousin to what John Nesbitt said 30 years ago in his Megatrends. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we want. And what I think you just said is, even though we may have more brands, people still want to be able to find a handful that they know they can count on.
Well, I think that's true. And as we've gotten bigger, things got a little colder and a little less personal. I think when you look at some of the trends today, like why did Instagram sell for $1 billion? It's not just because it's a great social sharing service. If you look at the images that people create with Instagram, they look like old vintage photos. They're using colorful filters.
Right.
And there's a sense of personality to it that people, they'd rather have that than some of the other photo imaging options that are out there.
You know, that's such an important point right there, Larry, and that is that with all the new stuff, with all the new technology, with all the things that are taking our breath away from a standpoint of the velocity of change, one thing stays the same, and that's that the consumer, and I mean that in the broad sense, is still a human being. And human beings haven't really changed that much, have we?
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that one, but I would say that people...
Well, I'm pretty sure you're a human being, though, Larry, aren't you? I mean...
Last I checked. But, you know, I think that people... I do think that people are looking for a sense of humanity in brands, and that's one of the things I try to show in Brand Real, is how do you bring that out? I don't want to do business as a digit or with a big conglomerate, and I show lots of cases of how... successful brands have created that sense of a relationship with their customers, and not just the customers either. I mean, when we think of branding, we're always talking about how it's the brand is for the customer, but the brand is also for the employee. And if you're starting a new business, one of the most powerful things you can do to make your business bigger is to make sure that everyone that comes to work for you understands what the brand is about and knows how to deliver that brand experience.
Because and that's more important for big companies. Have a mixed bag in getting that out to the last mile employee. But this is something that's easy for a small business to do, and it's an imperative, isn't it?
It is an imperative. In fact, I purposely made the last chapter of the book about it, that your campaign should be about branding inside, because we are all human beings, that relationship between humans to humans is what makes a brand get great. And you're really better off. You're trying to decide how to spend a dollar. You may be better off spending that dollar on ways to get people on the inside delivering a great brand experience than putting more money into a new name or a logo or a sexy advertising campaign.
So think about this, folks, with all the new stuff, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. What was that other one you talked about that got sold for
Instagram.
Being?
Instagram.
Yeah, that thing. With all this new stuff, what is the one thing that we've said more than anything that this branding expert Larry Vincent has said, what's the one word or variation on that theme that he's continued to talk about over and over again? Humans and humanity. I want the record to show, Larry, that you brought the word humanity up first, because I talk about this all the time. Humanity, there's no place where you'll find humanity coming out of the walls than at a small business. And that's the thing that people are gravitating to, even in the face of all the new stuff, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, and even when you start looking at big businesses, the ones that get it right, a lot of times when I do our market research, we'll talk about some of the winning brands are often those that are said to be more human, that have more of a sense of humanity. So, again, when I say, you know, I think a lot of big businesses look over the fence at what small businesses are doing, they're trying to recreate that. And it's much harder to do in a big business environment.
Even the hipsters like it because it's ironic, right? Right, Larry? We're going to take a quick break. The book is called Brand Real, or as I like to say, Brand Real. Lawrence Vincent, that's what his mother calls him. Lawrence Vincent is the name on the book. Larry is our good friend. He's going to be back with us after these messages. Stay with us. It's all that I have.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.